Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Also the podcast, Alexa plays the show. I think we somebody said they... their Alexa ordered gerbils for him from yesterday's show. Got gerbils coming to that dude's house, I guess. Alexa ordered gerbils.
We had an email, too, that said, I don't know what kind of exotic pets can come to you in the mail.
I didn't see that.
But apparently you can get a pet in a box. Delivered to you.
Yeah, we talked about it before yesterday. People do it this time of year in honor of Easter. They mail out baby chicks, which is, I think, in the Bible, right, Greg?
Yes. Yeah, they were yes, the U.S. mail is prominent.
No.
In the Bible.
There are baby chicks around the cross, right? Am I right about that? Or probably completely wrong about that?
Or is it rabbits?
Yes.
Okay. Looking up at Jesus.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I thought that was part of it. You're the expert on that.
That's too bad.
No, that's about right for this show. You need to be the expert on that. And then your dad's our spiritual advisor. That he denied.
Man, I keep forgetting.
Oh, mercy.
Most holy of Holy Weeks.
What'd you type in?
Coming up.
Animals by mail.
Okay. Nude.
No, that's just weird.
Oh, yeah.
Day-old chickens.
Okay. They just can be a day old. Got it.
You get a better price on the day-old chickens, like donuts?
No.
They
can't be longer. They probably can't be older for that, for maybe disease.
And how many
days
does it take for the day-old chicken to get to you? It will probably be several days old by the time it gets to you.
Yeah, but it's got to start at a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Or is it overnight? I would think they would try to get them to you as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in the old days, they didn't overnight chickens. So go ahead.
Honeybees and queen bees.
Got it.
Scorpions.
Okay.
Adult birds, apparently. You can send them in the mail. And small, cold-blooded animals.
What, like lizards and things like that?
Alligators, chameleons, frogs, newts, lizards, tadpoles, goldfish.
In case you're working up a good spell.
Yes, worms, leeches.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's how the bait shops get their stuff?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Through
the mail. I didn't know you could mail an alligator, though.
Non-poisonous insects.
All right.
Yeah, but not just any alligator. It's got to be a baby.
Yeah, baby, yeah. I think a full-size one might be, it might move around that in that big, long box.
It might be space prohibitive.
In a big, long box. You open it up, and it's a full-size alligator.
And cost per him.
Right.
You know, if you're going to mail 200 pounds worth of stuff.
Yeah.
That'll cost you.
Yeah.
I would guess that's mostly scientific labs.
Probably.
Pet shops.
Pet shops for the chicks. Yeah, we've heard that story.
And the lizards. You know, like
I'll ship you a lizard later on, Craig.
So I'm shipping the lizard last night.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
No, it's really good.
Well, the guy that's TNT last night, that Twitter handle, he'll share all those. And that's one of the better ones, lately at least. Because we say last night a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got vipers.
Shipping a lizard last night.
This must be an exotic pet guy. Scorpions. You mentioned that roaches.
Does he live in an apartment or a house? Because in an apartment, they could get in other people's places. He lives in his house. He's, you know.
Oh, I don't know.
He doesn't go to bed with a snake rolling around the house, does he?
They normally don't provide the details.
Can I get the scorpion sent to me in the mail?
Yeah, there you go. Blackout.
Blackout?
I enjoy that. All right, well, apparently there's a thing called racism around.
Yeah, it has been for years, and it's back. And I don't think everyone definitely did not go away, because if you're a white guy or a black guy, you are either hear about racism or you experience racism.
There was a time when it was a little more clandestine.
Well, it was a time when we...
It was a time when it was really...
We were starting to put it in the past a little bit.
Really out in the open.
But then when you got a guy dividing the country and promoting racism...
It kind of went underground for a while.
It's okay to be racist again.
They almost think it is. I almost think it's most people of color would just as soon see someone be openly racist instead of...
Well, they are.
Yeah.
They are openly racist.
Stab you in the back. No. If you got the Heartland values...
Oh, that's right.
Right. You're not racist to their face. You're not racist till they leave the room.
We're always surprised.
In fact...
Being white guys our whole lives, that's the way it works.
If you're a big geography fan,
They think they can say stuff in front of you. Like,
get your Georgia maps out, because they've renamed. I don't know where this is, but there was a creek. Did you see the story?
I did see the story.
There was a creek. It's now called Freedom Creek, but up until I guess a couple of days ago, they didn't think Runaway Negro Creek was a problem.
That was the actual name of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it has for 150 years.
Yeah, you can guess why it was named that.
Yeah, because of the Civil War, they ran away over the creek.
Before that.
Before the Civil War, right, exactly. Like probably a couple hundred years.
Right.
Of slavery, 100 years of slavery.
Many a bloodhound has been swimming in what is now Freedom Creek.
Locals pissed?
I don't know. I'll bet you there's some.
They still call it that.
It's always going to be...
Runaway Negro Creek.
So, yeah, that was.
It's one of those.
Are you talking
things.
About Laura Ingraham being a racist again? That whole bit about Nipsey Russell. See that story?
What? No, the creek.
She's a racist. That's
the creek thing. Oh, Hustle, yeah.
Nipsey. Hustle.
No. That's the joke. Oh. But the somebody speaking at his funeral. Made a mistake and called him Nipsey Russell, and of course Laura Ingraham was covering it because she has to. It's a black rapper, and she has to make fun of it. And she laughs over the, because she's a racist. If you listen to Laura Ingraham or watch her, she's a racist.
What about the creek?
Yeah,
about the creek. It's been named that for as long as anyone can remember, and now they've decided, maybe you shouldn't do that.
Well, at least they did it. It is a deep South. That's why it was never changed. I mean, there's not one away Negro Creek anywhere up north.
And maybe someone made the argument, hey, we're using the word Negro.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like meandering through downtown Atlanta.
And by the way, the locals didn't use the word Negro. You know, a lot of them didn't. Not all of them. A lot of them didn't.
Right. They didn't.
Well, if they were being accurate, they did, because that was actually the name of the creek.
No, they weren't being that. They were being slang.
Maybe some were being inaccurate.
So one of the reasons that the...
Did they ever change that hunt camp that douchebag from Texas went to? N-bomb head?
Yeah, nobody seems to care.
Yeah.
Or we didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
No, it did change.
Did it change?
Did it?
I thought it changed before there was, if I'm not mistaken, I could easily
be. It used to
be
called, yeah.
It was changed before we heard about it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Recently, though. We were surprised how recently it was changed, right?
Yes, another one of those.
Yeah. Oh, Freedom Creek isn't too far out of Savannah.
Got it. Up on Freedom Creek.
So several rappers calling for the firing of Laura Ingraham.
They don't understand, though. They're barking up the wrong tree there, because she's on Fox.
Yeah,
and they love that she's a white chick that hates everything.
In fact, she probably gets a raise for pissing off rappers.
Oh, hell yeah.
Not exactly their target audience.
Black people. Nope.
She, on Friday, she talked on her show about the late Nipsey Hussle and his Los Angeles memorial and referenced a song that he is featured on, YG's FDT, which is F Donald Trump.
Yeah. So
she
mad
continued
about that.
To criticize Mr. Hustle for the song while only showing a frame of YG and laughed about him with her guest host. This prompted a strong reaction from the music community with, like, The Game, Snoop, T.I. all calling on Fox to fire her for her disrespectful comments. The singer Tank has also called her out and posted a petition proposing her removal. It has been signed by thousands. It has not been recognized by Fox.
They don't care. They don't care.
They're
happy about it. Now more whiteys are turning in. Let's watch Laura Ingraham.
Yeah.
Let's go down to the creek and watch Laura Ingraham.
They're also calling, Snoop is calling on a boycott of Fox.
Okay,
and,
I'll join him
Laura.
In that. I'll join him in that. I won't watch Laura Ingraham tonight.
See, and that's the thing. Everyone who is joining him
Doesn't watch it anyway.
Didn't watch it anyway.
Right, what a waste of breath.
She's brutal.
Might have been a waste of waste of typing.
Right. Why even bother to acknowledge?
Well, you got to shine a light on this stuff. Well, when you
Snoop
have
fans aren't watching Laura Ingraham anyway.
No, I know that. But a lot of people that don't watch that didn't know she did this. If you don't pay attention to the news. So at least you put her out there. Of course, nobody's watching
that.
We're not watching
it. It leaks on social media, and that's how they hear about it. And who cares?
Yeah.
The audience she's talking to.
Yeah, a white lady.
Right.
Who leans racist and homophobic. Both of those, if you listen to her or watch her.
No rap fan saw Laura Ingraham's rap and said, well, I'm not watching it anymore. As a fan of Nipsey Hussle, I'll not tolerate that kind of speak. But if you are a Nipsey Hussle fan and a Laura Ingraham fan, we'll take that call.
That's a long wait.
Oh, we'll be waiting forever
Ever,
for that
right,
one.
Right.
All right. Well, I guess we have to.
Look for the tough call.
We'll just sit here.
We don't want the phones blowing up or anything.
Right, and look at the phone.
That's right.
We don't want the phones blowing up.
We don't.
We're not in that kind of show.
No, we've always gone in the opposite direction.
Yeah, because we know radio shows that do that. What's your favorite car? And they think they got people listening, and they don't.
Yeah, I think they have 100 share of the audience because the phone lines are lit.
Exactly. And none of those guys are in radio anymore.
Funny how that is.
So, other racism, another pro sports league taking action after racist comments reaching athletes. Major League Baseball.
Well, what happened here?
Says it is investigating racist messages sent to Cubs pitcher Carl Edwards Jr. on his Instagram account.
Petey didn't mention yesterday that it was Monday night. Was Jackie Robinson?
Well, the teams didn't play Monday Warm last night. The Pirates and Tigers played them last night. By the way, is Kirk Gibson messed up in the head?
Yes.
Okay, because he's color for the Tigers broadcast.
Really?
I was watching the Tigers broadcast because the Pirates are obviously watching. The Pirates one was covering the Penguins getting swept. And I like Kirk Gibson, but I didn't know it was him right away when they showed him in the booth. And he was like Uncle Kurt, just slope. That looks like a strike right there. It was pretty brutal.
Parkinson's.
That's what it is?
Okay.
Yep.
That's why his voice, good for them keeping him employed. You can understand him. You can understand him, but he's just a little slow on the Detroit Tiger broadcast.
Yeah, for about 4 years now he's been diagnosed
with
Parkinson's.
I couldn't remember what it was, but his voice was slurring a little bit.
Who's he work for?
Tigers.
Tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of those, did you get the extra innings?
I got that. I've had it for a couple of years, yeah.
But a lot of the MLB games that you see are locals.
Well, yeah, I watched the Pirate local guys.
But they just pick up the...
That particular channel was covering the Penguins getting swept. So I had to watch the Tiger. So it was just me. Yeah. Me. And even Detroit fans weren't in the crowd for that game.
Some of the gear that they wore didn't really match their uniforms. Because I saw Bryce Harper had a big... he had a sleeve on, and it was UCLA. Because that's where Jackie Robinson...
Oh, that's right, he did. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It was UCLA. He couldn't play in the majors, but they let black guys play college ball, back in the mid-40s. That was fine.
Right.
In fact, I saw...
Out west or up north. They weren't playing down south.
Major League Baseball is 150 years old, and 78 years of that, or is it 72 years of that, they didn't allow black people in.
Isn't that crazy?
They had to have their separate league.
Isn't that crazy?
And then most of the teams that I saw were the Sox, knee-high Sox.
Oh, they just wore what they wanted to wear. They all wore 42. Yeah, so.
Yeah, but there were knee-high Sox that were gray that had number 42 on them, and a lot of them had the bands, armbands, too.
So Kirk Gibson has, he's not mental, he's got Parkinson's.
Parkinson's,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'll hear it if you tune on the Tigers broadcast tonight, Craig.
I don't know about that.
But good, they keep him employed, that's good.
Yeah. So not just your Penguins eliminated, but the Lightning eliminated as well.
I didn't watch.
Your Penguins.
No, I'm bandwagon if they're in the finals.
Only then.
Listen, I can
really not even semifinals?
My heart cannot break any more of a sports team, so I don't have the heart. I watched the last 4 minutes there about the tie last night, and I didn't care. I mean, if they'd have won, great, but I don't have enough passion the rest of the year. You know, there's too much effort put into football for all of us for me to have my heart break on other sports. You know what I mean? I couldn't imagine being pissed off, like a lot of fans are in big cities, about every team. Oh, the Sox suck. Oh, right. The Patriots are great. I can't deal with that.
Every 3 months.
Every month.
There's a different form of aggravation.
We know fans like that, too.
I guess you would
be. And they're just angry all the time.
You could be aggravated about basketball and hockey at the same time.
But even then, you're still just angry all the time. Like our midday girl, Meg, she's just bombing.
Oh,
about the Penguins.
But that's funny.
Yeah,
it's really funny.
I'm going to rub that in.
Oh, it's totally funny. He was giving her crap yesterday. We're down 3-0, and I didn't care. Nobody gives me crap. I don't care.
The reason this is better because the other day it was the day of game one of that series. She hears Metallica's "Seek and Destroy" come on, and she said, "Well, that's the song that the Penguins skate out to. This is a sign."
I
went, I don't think so.
It's a sign the Z92, our station, plays it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it's the day of game one, and it comes up while I'm on this is a sign. And then
sign they got swept.
Swept out. How's about that sign? How'd that
Tampa
work
Bay
out
got swept.
That's a sign that somebody is desperately looking for a sign.
I think so.
That's all that is.
That's true. And the significance of Tampa Bay getting dropped off in four is that they had the best regular season record, and then they got swept.
Yeah, they were supposed to win it all.
Yeah, by a crappy team.
Best regular season record ever, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think
so. Tied.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Most wins ever tied.
Nope, bring on tonight's NFL schedules.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, and I'll watch the Celtics when they start getting a little further into the season.
But it doesn't matter. But even then, it is weird. Because, yes, we're curious about the NFL schedule that's coming out tonight. But it makes absolutely no difference.
No, once the schedule comes out?
Even before that.
I know.
Because you're still going to play a team.
No, I just want to know when the dates are.
Yeah, I want to look at going to a game. You know, the Packers play.
Yeah, I liked
Kansas
it better
City
in the past, but you didn't know who they were going to play. Except for the teams in your division. You always kind of knew that.
Yeah. Of course, we do know one, Bears and Packers, opening up the season.
That's right.
That Thursday game.
September 5th.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Thursday.
The Thursday
at Soldier Field.
The Bears.
Well, we got to wait for the youth football schedule to come out before we can make any plans.
Well, you guys can go if you want. No, I'm going to go when I go.
The Packers play in Kansas City. So that's a drivable game.
No, we like to all get on the same page. But they don't release the youth sports until after the NFL. Well,
not actually, it's not even youth anymore. It'd be high school at this point.
Oh, it is high school.
Yeah, next year. Yeah.
Well, they might have that.
Yeah.
Those might be ready.
I'm being pressured to go to Green Bay for the Oakland game.
Oh.
Apparently there is one.
Who's pressuring you?
An Oakland fan.
Ah.
Luke?
No.
9½ Toad?
No.
Okay.
No.
But they
do know each other.
You know other asshat Raider fans?
Okay.
That's a redundancy.
Plus,
you're
how many black guys are in the crowd in Green Bay? Not any.
That's why I wouldn't take one.
I know. No, more importantly, that's why you wouldn't go. First of all, a black guy in Raider gear in Cheeseland.
I just.
Really? Come on.
No,
you ever see a black guy in a crowd at a Packer home game?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've never been. But
no, I'm talking on TV. We see it on TV. No.
Oh, no. Not, they don't show much on TV. No. But it's one of those situations where the Green Bay fan would be nice to Packer or Raider fan's face or black guy's face.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then.
To black guy's face.
And then they'd go out to the truck. And, yeah. You see that.
As opposed to a Green Bay fan going to Oakland where they would just get shivved in the stadium.
Yeah. Sure. Well, they do it right to your face.
Simply for wearing the wrong color.
They're not nice to you at all in Oakland. They would just punch you.
Yeah, they wouldn't even pretend.
Yeah. Don't start drumming up sympathy for Raider fan.
No. Well, African-American Raider fan is in danger in Green Bay.
No danger. In China, they got Game of Thrones, but there was minus 6 minutes.
Nudity?
Violence.
But there's a lot of violence in Game of Thrones.
Prostitutes. And coarse language.
God. Yay, China.
So they took out the good stuff.
Yeah.
Here's Game of Thrones minus the stuff you really wanted to see.
Nudity and violence is the reason I watched it.
Coarse language.
Right.
Looking at the social media, I guess there's a lot of people out there who don't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I don't get that either because I don't. What are you mad at?
I really.
What are you? That's. It's coming from this show. What are you mad at?
It's because
somebody likes something else.
I mean, everything is popular. If there's something popular, everybody feels the need to have the backlash.
Right.
There needs to be the backlash.
Right.
Let's all get together and say we don't watch Game of Thrones.
I'm probably the only. I love this one. I'm probably the only one not watching Game of Thrones tonight. No, apparently you're not.
No,
most people aren't.
Yes, most people aren't watching any show.
I see these.
And most people don't like any man.
I just want to let you know, this might shock you, but I've never seen Game of Thrones. Not one. You know what I could do with that meme? I could take 10,000 TV shows.
Right.
You know what? That Stranger Things? I've never seen an episode of that. Not one. And then list everything on the network. Not one. You know why? Because I don't have all day. I can't devote my entire life to watching TV. Therefore, I won't watch all the TV shows.
And if you're into it, good for you.
Sure.
We've all talked about that. We all watch our own shows. A lot of us, sometimes we watch overlapping shows, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if you like it, you like
it. And if Game of Thrones is popular, great. Game of Thrones is popular. Yeah. I just don't happen to. Tyler watched it for a little while.
Three seasons, and I got out.
Yeah. I read about it a little bit in the entertainment publications, and then I watch what I want to watch.
I got on there last night and I said, I'm probably the only one not watching Bless This Mess.
Ah, you may have been.
Yeah.
It was on at my house, I didn't really catch much of it.
Craig, I DVR'd it because I thought I'll do it for homework. I know it's going to suck, and I still didn't watch it. Uh-huh. And I even had time. After it's DVR'd, it's 22 minutes with through the commercials.
But I like Dax.
I like both those actors, but I know the show sucks, and it's stereotypical schlock making Backwoods, Nebraska look like Backwoods, Nebraska.
I'll give you a spoiler. I saw the end of the episode.
Spoiler. Go ahead.
I will give you the spoiler. You will be surprised to know.
The neighbors were friendly.
You'll be surprised to know.
The neighbors were swingers.
At the end of the episode,
somebody mentioned the
Huskers. Of course, the couple was in a bad spot.
Yep.
Stuck up on the roof with it raining.
Yeah.
Oh.
And?
The neighbors came to help.
Oh, they did.
That doesn't help. Doesn't happen anywhere else.
No, it doesn't.
The neighbors came to help,
so they might just stay.
That doesn't happen anywhere else.
They might just stay. They were going through a tough time.
Nowhere in the plains, nowhere in any other state does it happen except for right in the middle of nowhere, Nebraska.
Nah.
Is that the town they call it? They call that town?
I don't know what they. I don't know the name of the town.
They didn't even give it a name.
N-Bomb Creek.
No. Just because I don't know doesn't mean anything. I wasn't really paying that much attention. I was in and out doing laundry and whatnot.
Cancel this mess.
Right.
Not one episode of Chicago Fire. I have never seen an episode of Chicago Fire.
Well, that's stupid, Todd. Everybody's watching that.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.